The question might sound naive to Belesis, yet it is pertinent in this age of admirable human development and scientific advancements around the world. Can, despite all the claims of human knowledgeability and maturity of consciousness, the raging wars in Gaza and Ukraine be justified, particularly when the war casualties impact the innocent children and women? After all, what type of future is being bequeathed to the generations to come? Would they not think that the pursuit of knowledge, wisdom, consciousness, scientific progress, and human development cannot guarantee a world sans barbarism, which human civilization claims to have left far behind? Such wars seem to be the telltale signs of human regression towards the Stone Age with animalistic instincts as the law of the jungle. Such bloodshed and genocide with carte blanche remind me of Mark Twain's satirical essay, The Damned Human Race, wherein he proposes a theory and corroborates it with historical details that man is not the highest point of evolution, rather arguably the lowest. He says that unlike humans, animals kill only for a reason, not for fun or greed. They don't conduct wars because they don't possess any religion or patriotism. Similarly, in the second voyage of The Gulliver's Travels by J. Swift, on the Gulliver's proposal to the Brobdingnagian king to use gunpowder against the enemies, the king appallingly summarizes the human civilization. I cannot but conclude the bulk of your natives to be the most pernicious race of little odious vermin that nature ever suffered to crawl upon the surface of the earth. The so-called guardians designated to keeping or restoring peace on this earthly planet, like the League of Nations and the United Nations Organization, had and have proved incapable of implementing their existential writ the world over. As the former had failed in stopping World War II from happening and died its natural death, the latter too would follow suit if it fails to stop either of the above wars, because such wars can balloon into a world war. These institutions had been established to be proactive to defang the impunity of any group, organization, or country to threaten the world peace, but their inertness shows that peaceful human existence would soon become extinct, as it has already become an endangered species due to the species' own self or auto-destruct practices. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres branded the war the deadliest of conflicts in decades. Speaking of Israeli carte blanche, he highlighted that Israel killed 196 humanitarians, including 175 UN staffers. Most of them belonged to the Palestine Relief Agency, UNRWA. More women and children have been killed in Gaza by the Israeli military over the past year than the equivalent period of any other conflict over the past two decades, says an Oxfam study published on 30th of September 2024.